I've still got most of them. When I was older, I'd play tennis on the red cinder courts in Chadderton Hall Park and drink woodpecker cider on the bench in the grounds of St. Matthew's Church. One autumn evening, just after the start of the school year and after a few sips, I had my first kiss there, all cold nose and sniffles. I suppose that sort of behaviour is frowned upon these days. The bloke in the off-licence would have been prosecuted by Oldham Council's underage side SR, and I'd be on a list. But I survived, and eventually I left Oldham for the University of Manchester. Everyone has an Oakbank Avenue, a place in space at the beginning of our time, central to an expanding personal universe. For our distant ancestors in the East African Rift, their expansion was one of physical experience alone. But for a human fortunate to be born in the latter half of the 20th century in a country like mine, education powers the mind beyond direct experience, onwards and outwards, and in the case of this little boy, towards the stars. As England stomped its way through the 1970s, I learned my place amongst the continents and oceans of our blue planet. I could tell you about polar bears on Arctic ice floes, or gazelle grazing on central plains long before I physically left our shores. I discovered that our Earth is one planet amongst nine, now redefined as